It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. As the weather gets warmer, some of New York City's restaurants cast off and set sail for dining experiences that leave the busy streets behind. So if you're looking to enjoy your oysters with a side of actual sea spray, you may want to consider one of the city's floating restaurants. Grand Banks, an oyster bar that operates on a wooden schooner at Pier 25 in Manhattan, opened for the season this week. And Eater New York just published a roundup of the city's floating dining spots. Here to hit a few highlights is Eater New York editor Melissa McCart. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have your life jacket, your sunglasses. We are ready to go.
Yes, we are ready to go. I mean, Grand Banks is a classic. It is a polished schooner from Alex and Miles Pincus. They are brothers. There's a tight seasonal menu and really terrific cocktails and, most important, great views. Makes you feel like you're on vacation even when you're not.
How expensive are these meals and experiences? There's a real range, right?
There is a real range. Grand Banks, Pilot, Island Oyster, and Drift Inn are all owned by the Pincus brothers. Grand Banks is at Pier 25. Pilot is in Brooklyn Bridge Park. Island Oyster is in Governor's Island. And Drift Inn is Hudson River Park, Pier 45. That one is sort of a floating dock. And all of those feel polished. Like, you might see some Wall Streeters. You might see some families. You might see some hipsters. Then we go towards sort of the more divey frying pan. At 12th and 26th Street, and it's an old barge. And that's sort of where you get buckets of Corona kind of thing. But it has tons of character, and it's very fun. You could also go to something like North River Lobster Company. That's at Pier 81 at West 41st Street. That's sort of in somewhere in between the Grand Banks family and frying pan.
So tell us about the restaurant at Pier 25 that just opened for the season. This is Grand Banks, an oyster bar on a wooden schooner.
Yep. So the Sherman Zweiker is a wooden schooner that the Pincus brothers rescued. You can find seats that have places in the sun, places that are sheltered. The food is a mix of oysters and champagne and raw bar, caviar. And then, you know, it's a seafood-focused main course menu with like lobster rolls and scallops. And you definitely will feel like you're at a seaside resort when you're on something like Grand Banks. The food is great.
Is this an expensive experience, and is it worth it for a special event?
Yes, it is. It's not super expensive as far as, like, you know, we're not talking sushi omakase prices, but I would be prepared to spend a couple $100 if you have a couple people.
All right, and let's mention a few other floating dining options we should consider.
We did say the frying pan. We have the Baylander Steel Beach, which is an aircraft carrier up in West Harlem. You can take the Staten Island Ferry, which I believe is a rite of passage for anyone moving to New York or visiting New York in the summertime.
This is a must-do at some point.
Absolutely. I mean, how many free things are there in New York? And you can get on the ferry for free and go on and get a snack and some drinks and, you know, see the city from the river. It's fantastic. But I do have a hidden gem that I want to mention.
Okay.
The Sea Street Ferry, based in the Highlands.
In New Jersey.
Yeah, in New Jersey. It's the commuter ferry that goes into Wall Street. I mean, you could essentially just go on the commuter ferry and they have a great bar and they also have food. But you could also book tickets on Thursday nights and Saturday nights. And that's like a 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. sunset cruise that's really cheap. You can buy drinks and food at the bar, or you can bring your own, and it's extremely relaxing. I mean, I think of all the options that I've mentioned, this one is the most chill. In the summer, I do it about once a month.
All right, Eater New York editor Melissa McCart, thanks for joining us, and enjoy the water.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.